2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, in business, you often find that you need to do something for a client, or you've got a sales pitch going on, or you've got a birthday, or you've got a whatever, and you go, I'm going to have an event. And someone says, what a great idea. And then all you've done is create work for yourself. Now, it's not like you're busy enough already. So I would recommend that you just simply get a hold of Catherine Fritz. She will get it all sorted for you. And you will just turn up, swan around like you've organized and owned the world. And then you can go home and she will do the dishes. Welcome, Catherine.
Hello, Jackie.
So is that really what A1 Corporate does?
Exactly right. You've just nailed it exactly on the head. Excellent. So that's why I went into this business. I wanted to save businesses time, take away their stress. And so it's important with your business people to work in your business, on your business.
Not making canapes for the evening.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right. You don't want your receptionist worried about quotes for vents and not answering that phone, or the lady doing the baz not doing the baz because she's too busy looking at what to do. You know, that's why I'm here.
How often do we do that, though? Especially as a small business, because you think, oh, look, I can go to Woolworths. It's going to be far cheaper if I just go to Woolworths and buy some cheese and do some whatever else. This whole idea of getting someone in. I mean, we can throw a party. Why should I outsource that?
Well, at the end of the day, I have a lot of contacts and a lot of different ideas that people don't even know exist. So I like to go talk to the businesses or groups to see what sort of demographics they have, what they want, and then I can make suggestions. And a lot of the time people go, I didn't know that existed, or what is that? So at the end of the day, that event is a memorable event for the right reasons, and you haven't done any work.
And you haven't poisoned your clients.
Yeah,
that's right. So it's not just a case of going, sending out a few email invitations, going, yeah, come on down, we're going to have a few drinks, throwing a couple of bits of cheese on a couple of crackers and putting the beer in the fridge.
Definitely not.
Why not? This is Australia.
Well, of course, there's always beer and food is always, and people love that. But there's always other activities or entertainers or other reasons you may have the event.
Can you help with a venue, or do I have to have it in my boardroom?
No, definitely. Well, either. I can bring it to you, mm-hmm. or we can source a venue for your occasion.
Right. So is this something you have always done? Has this been Catherine since she was 7 years old, wanted to throw parties for the rest of her life?
Strange thing was, I've always been a very organised person.
Oh, hell, we need to spend some more time together.
And I've always thought how nice it would be. Growing up, I always thought, gee, that would be a good job. But then I also wanted to do other jobs. So I left school, became a tax accountant. Did that for 14 years.
Of course you did.
I did. And originally I loved it. I was with the new tax system, very inspired, excited.
Hang on. The new tax system, very inspired, excited. Are you sure those words all go in one sentence?
That was me back then.
Right, okay.
But then over time I felt there's more to life.
What, than tax?
Yes, and taxation and accountancy.
Apologies to any accountants listening, but who knew?
Well, the thing was, I just... being locked up hours in a room, working for someone just wasn't me. I always wanted to be self-employed. Mm-hmm. I always thought it would be accountancy.
So you have self-employed accountants. Why do we need to throw parties?
That's right. But then I saw there was a lot more out there. So I went back to study and I did events management. I did museum studies, a postgrad in microbrewery management. I was a foodie.
Hang on a minute. Why didn't you stop at microbrewery management? I mean, really?
Yeah.
You've got a degree in brewing beer. That's incredibly Australian. What were you thinking?
Actually, what I was thinking at the time, I need a change in my life and I need to learn something different and meet new people.
And drink more beer.
Actually, that didn't occur to me. I just said, look, I need to get out there and do something different and I need to see a sign of what it is. I was at a foodie show. The sign said postgraduate microbrewery management. I thought, well, that sounds good. That's what it is. I laughed, went up to the man, said, that's what I was doing. He said, you couldn't do that. I said, yes, I could.
I could. So there's the challenge. What do you mean I can't do it? Stand back.
And I did. And I did it. And at the time, my family... and purchased back my great-grandfather's winery. So it wasn't producing, but we were fundraising. So we're selling wine, we're going around in the southern areas. And then we thought, oh, microbrewery, this was an option. Short story, too much red tape. So things diversed from there. And then I was meeting a lot of people that had businesses in the country area, and it was like a treasure trove of jewels that were hidden and no one knew about them. So I thought, well, this, you know, we need to get people out of Perth and we need to get them down there. So that was originally the concept. So then I thought, well, yes, I want to go into business. I need to get out of accountancy. What can I do? So it was, okay, I had three business options. I had bus tours, mm-hmm. events management, or gift hampers. They were the three I could choose.
Right.
So I started with the bus tours to introduce this agritourism, this food, let's get out there. And then it didn't just stop with tourists or private people, corporate people were coming on board. So they wanted networking events, they wanted team building, and the tours, the events grew into kayaking, it grew into team building, it grew into photography, wildflower, it took a whole different direction.
So nothing about niching down here?
No, I do have an issue. I must say, I do need a menu of what I do because I do think outside of the box, and that can be a benefit for what I do. So then corporate businesses were asking me to do events without buses, which of course then led to the events management. And I have done events before. So when I was doing accounting, I was doing events outside. So I took that on. And it's lovely having the two businesses because they complement each other, because mm-hmm. sometimes you will have delegates, you will need transport, you may have a conference. I can organise the conference. Mm. But if I don't, I can help either side with events or tours or entertainment. I've got a list of entertainers I can bring in. And also delegates come, but their partners may be bored.
Mm.
Well, I can entertain them. I can keep them occupied.
So often you see a lot of professional conferences, like, you know, the haematologists conference about new blood something or others, and everybody traipses in from all over the world, and
yes.
their, you know, their partners, and not necessarily their wives, you know, their partners yes. are sitting there yes. going, okay, so while you listen to something about blood and needles and goodness knows what else for the next 4 days, what am I going to do?
That's exactly right.
And
that's
we
right.
don't have a koala sanctuary, so, you know, this. We've got to look at something else.
I can take anyone to
see koalas.
But no, that's serious. So what happens is the conference day starts, then we can gather those partners. They can do whatever they want, whether it's sightseeing, shopping, beauty packages, whatever they want. And then they're back in time when that conference day is finished, and they then go to
flash up
whatever.
And do, go to yeah, the gala exactly. dinner or to do whatever else exactly. in the evening events. Okay, cool. So when you're talking corporate events, are we just talking things like celebrations of a birthday or a business birthday or maybe a client function?
There's a whole range. So, of course, office Christmas parties are topical Christmas time. There's Christmas in July, end of financial year, but always with your want to press clients or have that team building activity. And also I will do private functions as well, so birthdays. I do specialised family reunions, which is a whole different story.
Oh wow, that'd be amazing.
I even have done like wedding bus tours, so I do a touch of weddings at times.
A touch of weddings. A touch of weddings at times.
At times.
When you're really, really bored and you just want to up your stress levels. I think anybody who can get involved with anything to do with weddings, as far as events management goes, is completely star-grabbing bonkers and definitely saintly in their approach to life.
So I can do that, but that's usually for a very different out-of-the-box type of event.
Right, okay.
Yes. Good definitely dinner. Corporate, private, family reunions.
And if I had an idea about something I was trying to do, is that have a discussion with you and then you can...
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Always please just contact me. We can have a talk and we can go through a whole variety of things that you may wish to do.
Other than hitting the yellow pages or hitting Google going, cool things to hire in Perth, which of course, again, is time consuming and it just takes up a blob of my day, whereas you have all of this at your fingertips.
That's the key. It's at my fingertips. And also I hear ahead of time what's coming to Perth before it's opened.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yes, exactly right.
So what is the best thing about what you do?
The diversity. That would be the best thing. There is so much out there. So it can range from dinner shows to team building, which team building can range from anything from fishing, yes, drinking wine, you know, beauty packages, painting, bubble soccer, kayaking.
Bubble soccer?
Yes. That's just one of many options. Sometimes.
Bubble soccer?
Yes, yes.
What is bubble soccer?
See, people don't know a lot of my packages. And so, okay, so bubble soccer is like, okay, a group get together and they wear suits that look like bubbles.
Of course they do.
And they kick a ball around and, of course, bump into each other like bumper cars. A lot of fun. But then
I will guarantee you that will hit social media.
Okay. But that's just one of many options. So, of course, there may be a group of men that want to team build and do that. We can do that, then go off for a drink and organise a drink and dinner afterwards. Whereas a group of ladies wouldn't want to do that. They would prefer going and having a pamper day and a high tea.
I don't know. I think I'd go for bubble soccer.
But the thing is, it's what the individuals want for their group to do.
So, okay, cool.
So I can also help people with workshops. So if someone may want to hold a workshop but not want to do all that work.
That seems reasonable.
I can do that as well.
So
yes.
As the presenter for my launch of my new book, I could swan in and say, hello, I'm here. And I could sign autographs and I could talk about the book and we could do the presentation which goes with it and everything else and people can join and I just have to turn up.
That's exactly right.
Now that sounds like a sensible idea.
Everything's done. Venue, catering, even to the table, to the type of pen.
To the type of pen?
Yes.
Right, and of course that's what you're saying, with the conversations you have with your clients to work out exactly what they need, the type of look and the feel and the everything that they've got with their event.
That's exactly right.
Okay, and I guess networking would be critical to the success of your business.
Most definitely, word of mouth.
But not just networking with potential clients, but you're effectively alpha point for a bazillion of other little pieces because you would just pick and choose from your effectively the old style Rolodex. I need a clown, someone to do wine, I need
exactly
someone who
right.
can do canapes. Oh, I need a bus, I've got one of those.
That's exactly right, the whole connection. I'm a connector.
So are you still looking for people to connect with?
Always.
So what's missing in your gambit of connectables? A Lego
never
sculptor.
Have enough of everything.
Okay. So you've got magicians and Lego sculptures and dancers and singers and...
Yes, I do actually.
How cool.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so I can just imagine your contact list on your phone. You'd have a CRM to die for.
I do, actually, yes. I had over 2,000 and then I lost some and it's been a nightmare. It's down to 1,700 on my phone.
But oh, gracious.
I'm just trying to get it back up and running and I'm redressing the CRM because it is. It's huge.
Right. So you have 300 people missing from your world currently?
Just on the phone, yes. But they are on a backup business card and CRM, yes.
So what do you find the biggest challenge to doing what you do?
Educating or people really understanding what I do.
Okay.
Because as you said, a lot of people just think, yeah, we just go to Woolies, get a platter and get together. And they can do that, but there is so much out there in life that you can do. And life's to be enjoyed. So not to waste time or stress and then enjoy it.
So the biggest advantage of getting you involved?
Is I do the work.
I know, that sounds like a plan.
I take your stress away. And at the end of the day, you work, you want that event. At the end of the day, you've got time to work in and on your business. I take the stress away. I do everything. You just turn up for the event.
I guess the advantage of having that is that if you're holding an event, you're holding it for a reason.
That's right.
So you're not holding it so that you can show that you can carry a plate of canapes. You're holding the event so that you can either celebrate something or you can be part of something with your client or with your staff. If you're constantly running out of the kitchen trying to make sure that the party pies don't burn, you're not present for why the event exists to start with.
Yes, so a lot of people say that because with the event that night or that day, whenever it is, they want to concentrate on mixing with either their staff, their clients, whoever it is. They don't want to worry, and that's where I can do everything. And it's done.
So if people want to find out how to play bubble soccer before they go to get their facials and wander off to cuddle koalas
and go fishing,
enjoy the rest of the evening, watch the sun go down and have a bit of camaraderie between their work friends or their social friends or whatever else, What's the best way that they can get hold of you so you can bring Bubble Soccer to life?
Certainly. They can contact me on my telephone number, which is 0411-032-603. That's 0411-032-603.
In your best Demtel voice.
Any excuse to do that, yes. And then, of course, my email is catherine@a1corporateevents.com.au. And Catherine is K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Fantastic. Brilliant. I think that that sounds like such a more sensible option than me running around. Last thing, because I'm never organised, last thing at the minute, trying to remember what type of cheese I was going to get, what I already had, where the crackers are. And it will just never come together. So I think you are definitely the best solution for our businesses here.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.